Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this week, and we pick up our study here in Matthew chapter 24, where we left off here in verse 43, the Lord making an example out of a man that would be a thief, and the goodman, the householder, pardon me, or the steward, that would be watching over the house. He says here in verse 42, "Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come." We're asking three questions in this series of broadcasts. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for your judgment? Are you ready for the end of this world? The Lord Jesus warns his disciples here, saying, if the good man, either the man that owns the home or the steward that's in charge of it, if he knew when the thief would come in and break through and steal, he'd be prepared. He would be armed. He would have help to thwart the working of that thief. The Lord Jesus says, you don't know when the Lord's coming, so be watchful. Be ready. Are you ready for the King of Glory to appear? Are you ready to stand before him in judgment according to his word, the word of God, the Bible, the scripture? Are you ready for that? We beseech you, we plead with you, that you need to be ready. You need to be saved. You need to repent of your sins and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved by him before he comes. He says, folks will watch out for their stuff. The goodman, the owner of the house, he'll watch out for his stuff. He'll prepare if he knows when there's a danger or a threat. But as it was in the days of Noah, there was a danger and a threat of judgment by God. And under the warning of the preaching of that prophet Noah, that holy and righteous and just man before God, that his man that preached about the coming flood and the preparation that he was told of God to make in the building of that ark, they didn't receive it. They didn't believe it. They denied it. And then when it came, the flood, it was too late. It was too late. The goodman will prepare for the break-in if he knows when. So if the man has got sense about protecting his stuff, why is it that men don't have sense about protecting their souls? And as I mentioned last week about believing another, they'll come just very easily to believe another man that would tell them, you're okay with God. No man can tell another if he's okay with God. It's only the word of God and God himself that tells us that we're okay with God. Salvation of the soul is between the sinner and the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus, or as I say, you, your sin, and Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that enters into it. I can save no sinner, but I preach about the one who can. I can redeem no person, but I preach about the one who can. I can't confirm that anybody is saved, but I preach about what the Bible says about those who are saved and what the Lord says about them, because that relationship, that salvation is between the sinner and the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I beg of you, sinner, prepare your soul, prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord by repentance and faith in him. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched. Watch! The Lord Jesus is coming, and would have not suffered his house to be broken. Verse 44, therefore, because of that, understand that example, therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. In the exact hour that we would think he wouldn't come, he'll come. He will come. It said in previous verses that at the coming, the rapture, I believe it is, of the Lord Jesus Christ. We saw about that in the epistles to the Thessalonica church, where it tells about that. In 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians, speaking about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. and the rapture and the rapturing of the saints. He says that in these verses 40 and 41, there'll be two. One will be taken, one will be left. They're in the field, they're grinding. In another passage, it tells about there will be those that will be sleeping, and one will be taken, and one will be left. See, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes, it's going to be noon somewhere, and it's going to be in the evening somewhere, and it's going to be in the dead of night somewhere, and it's going to be in the early morning somewhere. When Jesus comes, it'll be all times somewhere around this globe. Are you ready? Are you ready for the Lord to come? In an hour, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Verse 45. Who then is that faithful and wise servant, the Lord Jesus asked, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Who's the faithful one? Who's the one before the Lord that is doing right? Let's read. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Obeying the Lord. Who then is that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? He's given us provision, and indeed physical provision, I think, is indicated there. But he's given us more than that. He's given us a directive. He's given us a directive to abide until he comes, to work, to labor until he comes, especially the Lord's children that are members of his New Testament, local New Testament Baptist churches. We've been given the Great Commission to fulfill. And will we be found doing that? Will we be found worshiping our Lord? Will we be found serving our Lord? Will we be found being a bright and shining light to the region and community where the Lord has placed us? Who then is the wise servant? And he says, that servant will be blessed. Blessed is that servant when his Lord, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. The one that'll be obedient and be about the business that's at hand. Listen to what he says. Verily I say unto you, verse 47, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. See, the Lord Jesus says in the parables that tells about the talents, and about the pounds, that those that are faithful in what the Lord gives to them, that are faithful in little, he will make us abound in much. And that's not talking about necessarily the wealth of this world, although the principle is there. But it's not a prosperity, wealth, health and wealth gospel. Paul, the Apostle Paul, do you think he would be an advocate of a health and wealth gospel? A man with many infirmities, a man that was found naked at different times. But for the sake of the gospel and the ministry and the work and the calling of the Lord, he did what he did and endured what he endured for the sake of the elect, the sake of the people the Lord would save. There is a recompense of reward of serving the Lord, and that's part of what he's chosen and desires to do, is that he will make those faithful of his children. He'll make them faithful, faithful in few things, ruler over many in that eternal kingdom, and also parts and a place in the millennial reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. The scripture bears those things out. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. The Lord Jesus says, little children, it's a father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The Old Testament speaks much about the inheritance of the children of Israel, the land of Canaan that was promised unto Abraham, given unto them. And I indeed like what the Lord says about the Levites. We think that the Levites maybe get a short end of the deal. But the thing, the bottom line is the Lord says that to the Levites, the Lord himself is their inheritance. And what a blessing that is. May the Lord help us to understand more about that and believe more about that and rest more in that. Verse 48. Okay, let's look at this. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink and with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of. And listen to what the punishment is. And shall cut him asunder. and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, understand that this is not, the Lord is not teaching here that folks will lose their salvation. Many can take this and construe it to cause them to believe that that is the case, that the Lord's speaking about that. But what he's talking about is he's talking about inhabitants of the earth, just as it was in the days of Noah, just as it was in the days of Lot, those that hear and believe and trust in the Lord and in his word and in his deliverance and salvation, or those that don't. See, the bottom line, the Lord is the Lord Jesus, God Almighty, is the Lord of us all. He's our creator. We are the created. We are his. Whether you claim him or not, whether you have been saved or not, whether you have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ or not, he is your Lord. And so the Lord says here, the warning is going forth. The goodman of the house, if he knew when the thief would come, he would prepare. We, having been warned by the Lord and his word, should well prepare for the coming of the Lord, and have you prepared. Who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Those that believe the Lord and trust in his word and believe him, trust him, look to him and have come to him in repentance and faith that he has saved, they will be blessed indeed. But if that individual that says, there's no coming of the Lord, there's no a coming of Jesus Christ, there's no need for the salvation of my soul, I'm just going to get all and what I can get, and that's it. That evil servant. It says here, what's it say about him? That evil servant, verse 48, shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, or is not coming at all, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and eat and drink with the drunken. He's serving himself rather than obeying the Lord. He's serving self and not obeying God Almighty. The Lord of that servant, oh yeah, he is the Lord's. The Lord is over him. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, the Lord will come and he'll begin to minister out judgment upon the earth, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. This is Jesus speaking. Jesus, who is the manifestation of the love of God. But in that love, he tells the truth, that there's judgment at hand for sinners that reject the Lord. Cut him asunder, appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.